Time to kick off a Stain Gang podcast with Michael Meacham, head coach of the defending national champion Midwestern State Mustangs and the number one team in the nation to start the upcoming season. And Coach, congratulations again on a successful campaign. I know you had the ring ceremony this past weekend. That was a really special night for Midwestern State soccer.
Yeah, it was really cool. I'm glad the boys ended up finally getting them after a long time kind of putting it all together and getting it all taken care of. So I'm glad that they were able to get those, and hopefully they'll treasure them forever.
I suspect they will. The rings are extraordinarily nice.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
And you were involved in the design of the ring. Is that right?
Yeah, we designed it.
How has winning a national championship changed your life, or has it?
Just makes you want to get another one. Nothing really changed too much. Just more people talk about it. Other than that, you just kind of keep doing what you've been doing, and hopefully you can kind of repeat the magic again.
That's not really a surprise, because since I've met you and gotten to know you, you're always hungry for trophies. That's really all you've ever talked about, is we got to win the trophies.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many, there's 11, 12 new guys in there that have never won one here. So, you know, to kind of do everything you can to kind of have them feel that joy and, you know, that euphoria and is awesome.
I want to talk about the new guys in a minute, but you got a pretty good chunk of the team from last year coming back.
Yeah, I got a pretty good group coming back, yeah.
Do you talk about last year at all, or do you try to turn the page? What's your approach to this season, and has your approach changed since you won a championship last year?
No, approach really hasn't changed. Don't really talk. You just kind of lean on experiences throughout different periods of last year, year before, that sort of stuff. Just kind of seeing what worked, what didn't work, kind of being able to throw something else at them, a little bit different idea, a repeated idea to see if it might work with this group, and it might not have worked with other groups and things like that. But no, I mean, pretty much we just keep giving them the information that we feel that they need and roll with it.
Did you do anything different last year than you had done in previous years that you think made a difference?
It's probably more on the social side of everything than anything else. Maybe just kind of relinquishing a little bit of control in certain aspects of it and just letting them be them. It's probably a little bit more than I would say anything else.
And I know, and we talked about this over the course of last season, but you and Patty have really made a good team. Patrick Fitzgerald, who's now your assistant.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it helps a lot with him have played here. So like I said in the past, like, he knows my quirks a little bit. I kind of know his.
Wait, you have
history.
Quirks?
Yeah, probably too many. I know a little bit what he maybe needs to motivate him. Maybe a little bit more something needs certain things that excite him that he really likes to run with. So we kind of feed off of that with each other and that sort of stuff. He probably protects him a little bit more because he knows when I'll explode. So he knows like when to step in to kind of shield that or deflect that or change subjects on that or get them to understand something maybe in a little bit different way. So he can kind of protect them a little bit in that way. So, yeah, I think we've done really, really well together.
But also to your credit, you listen to him. I know we talked over the course of past couple of seasons, really, that he'll come to you with ideas and you'll implement those ideas.
Yeah, absolutely. Him, AJ, guys that worked here in the past, even current players that have something. I mean, obviously we see it one way, but obviously there's somebody that has to implement it, where if they see a tweak here or there, I mean, we've definitely done those tweaks before and kind of had them run with it. But yeah, I think, you know, just because it's not your idea doesn't mean it's not a great idea. I think when people think it has to be their idea, that's a flaw, you know? And I think I'm a big believer in if it's their idea, they're the ones that need to implement it. I don't need to be their voice. They're their own person. They're their own ideas. They're going to be able to sell it and answer the questions better than I, because it wasn't my idea. You know, they've taken the time and looked at it and, you know, brought it to us, and we've looked at it all on the board and we've kind of dissected it, and it seems to work. It seems to work.
You mentioned the 11 or 12 new guys, mm-hmm. and it's not that in the couple of years I've been working on this that you haven't always had great recruits, but looking at the bios on some of the guys you brought in, it looks like you've got a really talented group of new players joining the team.
Yeah, I mean,
guys with good resumes. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a resume only gets you in the door. You know, kind of your character and your performances and your beliefs kind of keep you there. So, you know, right now, I think we've got a good group that got themselves in the door.
How does winning a national championship help you on the recruiting trail?
Probably more so just people pick up the phone a little bit faster. But as everybody knows, I mean, a majority of our team's still from Texas. So it's still just Texas kids representing the state, representing the university, representing their families and things like that. So, I mean, it's something that's, as us Texans know, it's important. We take a lot of pride in that. So we continue to do the very best we can of keeping Texas kids in the state.
I know you're still very early in your training sessions, but mm-hmm. what's been the impression of the team through the first couple of days?
Just a good appetite. They've got a good attitude to them. They've come in hungry. So let's see if we can kind of keep that hunger going and kind of keep that pressure on and that all gas.
What about the fitness level?
I mean, obviously you'd love for them to be always love them to be fitter and stronger and faster and that sort of stuff. But I think we're overall in a good spot. I think we came in at a good level where throughout the next 2 or 3 weeks, we can kind of keep pushing them and get them to where we ultimately need them to be. And then hopefully we can maintain them with, you know, with Crossland and Laura and AJ and all of us trying to really keep them in a good spot.
You kick off August 27th with your first regular season mm-hmm. game. You'll be in Richardson playing a couple of games. How do you assess particularly your non-conference schedule?
I think our non-conference is right up there with anybody's in the country right now. So, I mean, obviously that's going on for last year. You know, everybody, you only can see what you can see from last year and that sort of stuff. But, I mean, from what you've seen last year with what we've put together on the schedule side of things, I would say that we should have a top schedule.
Last year, you got off to a little bit of a sluggish start. Now that you've won a national championship after that sluggish start, do you put less emphasis on the start of a season or do you put more emphasis on the start of the season after you struggled last year?
I think it's the same. I mean, obviously we weren't used to the struggle. We've been a program for 50 some odd years that have kind of hit the ground running. And I would still like to hit the ground running. But obviously, we want to still have improvements and be able to not be at your best, ultimately, at the beginning. Like, we have so many years, we've kind of been maybe really, really good at the beginning and could have beaten anybody at the beginning and then kind of fizzled at the end when you've wanted to kind of strike gold. So it's kind of a tight line. But, I mean, the non-conference schedule, it leads you into the conference and it puts you in this really, really good position to get an at-large bid for the NCAA tournament. And those games are huge, huge, huge in the outcome of a season. So, I mean, I definitely don't think we can start slow and then just turn it on like we did in the past. I think that gun's one shot. I'm not sure that has another bullet in it.
The other kind of bizarre thing about last year was you had three losses and they were all at home.
And, yeah, I don't want to do that again either.
And
yeah.
this is a program that's been dominant at home.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about it, myself and Spence and Lenny and Batty and obviously Liam Pritchard now on the women's side, helping those guys out. And we were looking at it. I mean, there's players that have played here that don't know what it's like to lose at home. You know, so we would love to kind of get that rolling again and make this a fortress like it's been for so many years. And hopefully we can do our end of it with the supporters and keep continuing doing their end of it.
You mentioned Liam coaching with Ryan Spence on the women's team. Did you see Liam as a coach when you were coaching him?
Yes and no. I mean, he enjoyed training some of the youth in the community and stuff like that. I didn't really know how it would maybe come. I didn't know it'd come so fast, but I knew that he would have something to do with the game. I didn't know it would come right after finishing, but I mean, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for the women's program to kind of take that next step too, to get some wins in the NCAA tournament and hopefully lift a conference championship.
It's pretty cool when you look at the soccer program combining the men and women, that Patty played here. Lynn Smith played here. Ryan played here. It just goes to kind of the strength of the program here at Midwestern State.
Yeah, I mean, we tip our caps. I mean, I've happened to, I don't know if I'm just old or fortunate, but maybe both. I coached all of them at some specific time. I've been here for quite a while, and to be able to see them grow and start families of their own and all that kind of stuff. And obviously with Spence leading his own program now, I mean, I think it's pretty cool to see.
And when you came here, you were assisting Doug Elder, yeah. And you announced on Saturday during the ring ceremony that he's been selected into the LSC Hall of Fame. What does that mean to you, and what does Doug Elder mean to you?
Oh, it's a really, really cool honor. I don't even know of anyone at Midwestern that's in it. So for him to be able to do that with the longevity and the success he's had for all those years here, and then giving me a shot and taking care of my family and stuff, it's awesome. I mean, I can't thank him enough.
What's maybe one or maybe even two things that you took from Doug that sometimes you find yourself as the head coach going, oh, that's something Doug did?
Probably a few things. I mean, obviously, I got him toward maybe the final third of his coaching career and that sort of stuff. So, I mean, he'll laugh at it, but he was probably a little, he got a little cranky sometimes, a little bitter. The boys and Patty and them are like, you're starting to get angry just like Elder did. So I probably catch myself getting angry sometimes when I probably shouldn't. But yeah, just the communication, the relationship part of it that he built with players and alumni and things like that. That's something that I've really, really focused on and tried to, because I was never that just wasn't my MO when I was younger and playing and started coaching and that sort of stuff. It was just like, we have a job to do, we got to do it, and it doesn't matter. But then seeing him, how he deals with people every day, how he dealt with people from the business office to the registrar's office to admissions to, you know, the custodial people that's around. I mean, it changed everything. So it's been really cool to know how that is valued throughout the university and throughout the community and stuff like that, and really being able to maybe try to the best of my ability to be as gracious as he was as a host.
You know, I haven't spent a lot of time around Doug. Frankly, I haven't spent that much time around you in the big picture. But one thing I noticed about both of you is you have a sense of humor. How important is that for a head coach?
I probably couldn't answer that at all. I don't know. You'd probably have to ask the people around me more than me. I generally don't know. I can't answer that. The only thing you can kind of say is knowing who they are. I mean, they're still 18 to 24-year-old, 23-year-old kids, young adults that are still trying to figure who they are and what they're going to be and that sort of stuff. So being able to see them and a side where you would think they're going to take something serious when they take nothing serious. And a side where they're going to take nothing serious, they take it extremely serious. So being able to kind of see that and maybe relax them when you think they need to be relaxed and kind of say something, and then they kind of look at you like, oh, that was a good one. But then knowing when to turn it off, when they need to kind of switch back on and that sort of stuff. But I mean, I know that probably doesn't answer your question, but I would just say that's probably going to have to be asked to somebody else.
Is there anything you would want to tell MSU soccer fans as we get ready to start the season?
You know, I mean, the biggest thing for us is we've always loved the support. We've always felt the support, home or away. You guys have always done a really, really good job of packing the park and looking for 2026 to be another special one. And would love to have you guys all come out and keep supporting us.
There's nothing like a big game at Stang Park, and we're going to have several of them coming up this year, I'm sure of that. Michael Meacham, thanks for doing the Stang Gang podcast, and we'll see you soon, and good luck at the start of the season.
Appreciate you guys.
That's Michael Meacham, the head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University, and our first Stang Gang podcast. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. I'm Pete Stein. So long.